Pakistan has expressed concern about the sudden fall of Kabul. It's urging the establishment of a broad-based government there under UN auspices. In Quetta, Pakistan, along the Afghan border, refugees continue to stream in, many filled with concern about what's taking place in the towns they've abandoned. NPR's Sarah Chase reports from Quetta.
This scene is repeated all across town. New refugees, in this case Sutar Mahmud and his son, who just reached Quetta, knock at the door of relatives who are bunking with other relatives. They exchange greetings and hugs, and more cups are brought for tea. Sutar Mahmud says family and friends were gathered around the radio last night, listening to the BBC Pashto service report the Northern Alliance advance.
I was listening to the radio with my family members. When we heard the news, we were so sad. And we were thinking that now, once again, there will be conflicts among Tajiks, Uzbeks, and Pashtuns here in Afghanistan. And what will be our future? It will be a bleak future for us.
This fear of ethnic conflict is a constant refrain here in Quetta. But Sutar Mahmud and his extended family also fear the resurgence of past leaders from their own Pashtun tribe, the Mujahideen, the commanders who fought the Soviets and then proceeded to carve up the country. Rahima, who arrived yesterday with 10 family members, has bad memories. In the time of the Mujahideen commanders in Kandahar, she says, they were raping women there and slaughtering the passengers on buses, and they were looting people's property. In fact, as far as Rahima is concerned, the Taliban were a welcome respite. But, she says, I think Afghanistan needs a new government made of new people, educated people, and finish with the civil war. But Sutar Mahmud thinks chaos is a more likely immediate prospect than good government.
There are some gangs, there are some Mujahideen commanders, and the Taliban are there, and so Northern Alliance will be trying to capture southern parts of Afghanistan, and there will be such a bad situation from there. It will be the sign of the past in Afghanistan if they enter the city, and there will be once again small governments of different groups.
But the desire for some end to the strife is palpable here. Maybe the United Nations could rein in the former Mujahideen and the criminal gangs, suggests Lal Mahmud.
The UN may send some troops to Afghanistan in order to control the commanders, also other groups. And the UN can cut the end of foreign interference in Afghanistan. By this way, UN will be able to form a new government in Afghanistan. If maybe it is better to form now.
Across town, another house is coping with the sudden arrival of refugees last night, this time from Farah in the far west. Fatima cannot admit the Northern Alliance has conquered her home. Fatima says she's heard the reports that Kabul is captured, but she doesn't want to believe it. And if they claim they've also captured Farah province, she adds, I'm not going to believe that. But her son, a Taliban fighter who fled the Baghdis front near Herat, describes the total collapse of Taliban morale. He doesn't think Kandahar can hold out more than a week. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.